Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
All right, man, it's episode 166, and the name of the show is Battlefront of Justice. Guess what that's about? And it's Fans on Patrol time! Ow! I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire posse, Miss Tiffobot. How are you today?
I'm feeling great. How are you guys?
Oh, man, feeling good in the hood and got a lot of energy and stuff. Don't know why I got energy, man, because, you know, all that, eating all that damn food, we should just be somewhere sacked out just trying to recover, but I'm cool. And to the left of me, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
Spells smooth, not Dwayne. How are you over there today, sir?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I seen some good TV yesterday.
All right. All right, what you been checking out?
Oh, I was checking out The Accountant was on last night.
Excellent movie.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad was on last night.
The hell with all you people. Excellent movie.
And my favorite, Napoleon Dynamite, baby. Oh, yeah. That was last. You know what I'm saying? That rounded it off.
Yeah.
Great evening for me.
Well, I thought you was going to say something cool like The Kingsman, and that would have been the perfect trifecto, yeah, but man. I've never even seen Napoleon Dynamite. It ain't my cup of sugar, you know?
Man. No,
you know,
I don't think you'd like it.
You don't know what you're missing. Go ahead and drink you about 5 or 6 beers.
See? You shouldn't have to preemptively prepare yourself for a movie.
Get you something with some citrus in it and just, you know, lie it out.
This is our show. We have, what's the name of this damn thing, Tiff?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. News today. We got some Jude Law Captain Marvel news. We also have some Jurassic Park news, and we have the serious music. Gaming controversy. Star Wars Battlefront is just acting a damn fool. And it's been other games that's been acting a damn fool trying to get your cheese after you didn't spend $60 on a game.
You got attachments, other requirements.
Yeah, we'll get into it, dude. We'll get into it because it sucks. Yeah. Also, we were going to do The Punisher, but we're going to say that for y'all next week. So we got a comic today. We have Betty and Veronica Vixens. And we also have Facts on Patrol, man. We got that with a little superhero news because our main topic of the evening is the movie that nobody but me have been waiting for. In this corner, rounding out with the big heavy-duty stars of DC Universe, it is the Justice League. How y'all like
that? That was pretty dope.
Pretty good. Thank you. All right. Goddamn, we doing a Justice League. So the long-awaited Justice League movie, we're gonna check. We went to the show and we checked that out. We're gonna review, discuss, have a ball, spoil the hell out of, and do what we do here on this show. And saying all of that, are you guys ready to get it on?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No, no, no.
All right, we're back. Tiffobot, what we got this week?
So the first thing we're going to talk about today is the fact that Jude Law is in talks to be Mar-Vell in Captain Marvel, the kind of mentor to Captain Marvel in the movie.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Captain Mar-Vell was I think he was a Kree warrior or he was something like that?
I thought so.
Yes.
I thought
yeah.
Alien.
And he was here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And he was a good guy.
Right.
And you had Captain Marvel and you had Captain Mar-Vell.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And yeah. So I know he had something to do with being in the Air Force with Danvers and stuff like that. And so it's a mixed history with Captain Marvel because you had the You had the blonde hair dude that was Captain Marvel, and then I think he, what, didn't he catch cancer or something like that? And he died, right? It was something serious like that. He
disappeared.
I thought he died of cancer, is what I thought.
No, you might be right. I wasn't up on
Captain then Marvel. Then Mar-Vell came around, and you know, and then the woman, she wasn't Captain Marvel. Right. She was Captain Marvel. Then she was Brittany. Because Rogue had touched her and took her memories for all those years.
Right.
Binary, Brittany, whatever her name was.
Right.
And then she got her memories back. And then she was back to being Captain Marvel. And then she was Miss Marvel. No, she was Miss Marvel. Now she's Captain Marvel. That's a lot of goddamn Marvels.
It is.
There's a lot. It's a lot going on. But I think she did a good job.
That's when she had the black suit, right?
Right.
Yeah, with the, yeah.
With the cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Right. Miss Marvel.
Yeah, right.
Now Miss Marvel is a little stretchy kid.
Right. Exactly, right.
So what's going on with the story, Tiff?
So it was previously like he was not confirmed. It was a rumor, but now it seems like it's pretty confirmed. They're just in talks. They're negotiating. So I guess people are upset about it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't know why. Who cares?
I like Jude Law.
Me too.
I do.
He brings a gravitas and a patience. And he has a certain charm, regardless of his scummy past. But he has
Okay. But do you remember, like, all now, like, he seems like a saint, right? Like, all he did was, like,
hey,
cheat on his wife. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying.
Hey, Tiff.
I forgot all about that.
Compared to what's going on in Hollywood right now, he is a goddamn saint.
Yeah, just two consenting adults having an affair. It's not that bad.
Let the rumors just keep getting worse. I done heard something about Sylvester Stallone and a 17-year-old girl. And
no, stop.
Yeah, God, no, it's just bad. It's just so much shit.
Well, I heard there's a lot of urine going on with that, too.
Listen, if all he doing is cheating on his wife, you're right. He a saint.
Yeah. Saint Jude Law. I like him. I think he's quite good. Yeah, I think he's a good actor. I love him as Watson in those Sherlock Holmes movies.
Excellent. He's born for that role. It's a perfect match. Yeah, he
really is. Really good. I think he'll be a great. Like, he's, you know, he's. I think he's older now. I think people were maybe. I would guess that maybe they're mad because they thought he might be a love interest, but it's like I think he's just the mentor.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's
perfect. It works.
Listen, it don't always have to be a love interest in a movie. How you feeling about Jude Law over here, Smooth?
I have no problem with it. I mean, he's an Emmy nominated guy, so he's bringing the, like you said, the gravitas, bringing the whole acting. So yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it.
That movie I really like? He was in. Wasn't Gattaca? Was it Gattaca?
I love Gattaca.
He was in Gattaca. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Good movie.
Playing that super sleuth, you know, if you just walk in a room, they had you busted because you dropped some DNA on the girl.
You're not, because he was the guy that was in the wheelchair because he'd gotten hurt and he was then like an unwanted. So the other guy who was naturally born without any.
Right.
Anyway, watch the movie.
Was he in Mr. Ripley, the title of Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was Dickie the Dick.
Right, yeah.
Dickie. That's a good movie, too. That's a really good movie.
It is.
It's so many twists and turns. It twisted a little too much toward the end. I was like, okay, goddamn it. That's enough twist.
But I just think that's it's a good choice. I don't see. I think people maybe get mad when people because he's also being Dumbledore in the Fantastic Beasts,
right?
And I think people get mad when somebody has like too many like I'm in Star Wars. I'm also in Harry Potter. I'm in this, but it's like who cares? It's fine. Just like that guy was in the Lord of the Rings and also.
Harry Potter. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, nerds, chill out. Sometimes y'all go too far. Nerds, too far.
If they can get the job done.
Nerds, chill out.
Too far. Sometimes y'all just too goddamn far on too many things. Just everything just make you mad. God damn. Nerds, nerd nation, too far. Okay.
So, we can talk about this very short Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom trailer.
What the hell was this?
I know. I wanted to talk about it mostly because I'm like, what is even the fucking point?
6 seconds of scratching the chin on the puppet.
on the puppet
dinosaur. Did you see this move?
It wouldn't let it play, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that's, yeah, I didn't miss anything. Like you said, I seen the steal where he's tapping it on the head, like, you know.
I thought it was something else. I said, this can't be it. I said, it must be something.
Yeah, I know.
I said, they're going to have a trailer drop tomorrow or something, because there's no way in the world they're going to give you 6 seconds of scratching the chin. And he had the same outfit on, Tiff.
Well, it might be for the kids.
Why he had the same outfit on? Like, he was an action figure.
I wonder
figure.
If that's happening, like, right afterwards, but they escaped, right?
Nah, they got out of there.
They got out of there, yeah. The big dinosaur ate the bigger dinosaur. Well, the bigger dinosaur ate the big dinosaur.
But, like, the thing is, it's... why would you want to hatch another dinosaur?
Well,
why would you want to?
Well, it's saying it's Fallen Kingdom, so maybe it's like a replay of that second Jurassic Park movie where people, you know, they're running rampant on the island, you know. So maybe this whole thing is, we need to round up all the critters, and we're going to get the best wrangler in the world to come wrangle up all the critters. So maybe this is a wrangle up movie or something. I don't know, because he got on the same outfit. It bothered me, Tiff. Bothered me, Dwayne. I said, you have the same
outfit. Change your damn clothes.
He's a wrangler, though. That's what they wear.
He got
right?
on the blue shirt and the vest. The same blue shirt and the vest. Scratching the chin. What the fuck? Go put on some more clothes.
Shit. I mean, it's like, here's the thing. I do not like it when movies. Okay. One thing that was a big pet peeve of mine mm-hmm. is when you make a sequel of a movie mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, they change the ending of the last movie. They're like, okay, in this movie, they escape, right? But in this movie, they're all back on the island. They didn't escape. I'm like, no.
Well, or they showed a helicopter going up and then get shot down or chewed on by something and it goes down. You're like, oh, they never did make it out. Right, you know? Right. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Or he might have came back because he feels for the animal.
With the same outfit?
Well, that might be his lucky outfit, man.
Let me tell you something.
They might explain that.
You want to know what's cool?
Hopefully they do.
I'll tell you what was cool.
What's that?
Luke Skywalker had on that shitty white, you know, desert outfit in the first movie. But then in the second movie, they came out with a new action figure with that suit with all the pockets. And Han Solo dropped that dumbass vest and he put on that cool jacket. And they made action figures because they had new outfits, okay. You know? Yeah. And Carrie Fisher had several action figures because she had a couple outfits in the movie.
Oh, he had the snow outfit?
Had the snow outfit.
Had the like you said, the return of the all black outfit.
Right.
You're right.
Is that cool that they would do that?
Difference.
So they can sell more action figures.
Tiff, I had to have it.
It was real. Yeah.
I had to have it.
It was new. Yeah. Remember, yeah. He had the stripe on the one pants, and then he didn't have the stripe.
Yeah, that was.
Oh my lord.
Right. That's too far for me.
Right. Yeah. Right.
For me, it was just the different look. It changed the look of the movies. So this cat walking around in the same outfit and scratching a puppet. So
I want to know. How they're gonna tell me? Yeah, if they do go back to the island for some stupid reason, because like, why would Bryce Dallas Howard? I don't know. If they go back to the island, why is he wearing that outfit? Unless you're right. Unless they really didn't escape, which will piss me off because you're trying to change the ending of your last movie. If you knew there was gonna be a second one, which you did, fucking make it so that you can make the second one without having to revert on your storyline.
Hey. Is it the same director from the first movie? That's the guy who got fired from doing Star Wars 9, right? You know, Colin Trevorrow. You know, and he did the first Jurassic Park, but I don't know if he's signed up for this one. You know, be interesting. I didn't check.
It sounds like
it's the same person.
Yeah, he said he tweeted something.
Okay, so it was his his tweet. Okay, so he's doing this movie and this movie, and he was signed up to do, you know, Star Wars 9, but mm-hmm. got the boot off of that sucker, and they got JJ back in the seat.
Yeah.
So yeah, give us a real trailer. Quit effing around.
Boo! Boo! Right. Boo! Boo!
I think it was for the kids.
The scratching the neck.
Yeah.
Well, I can see. I actually can see that. I think maybe I agree with you because kids. A dinosaur. They don't care if it's.
Hey,
you know, 6 seconds.
Take you guys back. I remember when the first Jurassic Park came out. And you know, parents are stupid, and they didn't check and see what they were getting themselves into.
Oh, yeah.
And because it was Steven Spielberg, and you remember Steven Spielberg was just doing shitty, fantastic movie after shitty, fantastic movie. You know, ooh, wonder, you know. People took their kids to see Jurassic Park because they thought it was going to be like E.T., and it turned out it was like Jaws. And I remember the paper, because that's, you know, we had papers. Yeah. At the time, it was like parents are running out of the theaters with their kids in the arms.
It's dinosaurs, though, man. Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
It was intense.
I understand that, but I mean, I'm just saying for the parents. That was dumb on their part. It's
those kids need to learn about what it would be like
to get chunked on.
Came back. if dinosaurs came, it is a cautionary tale about science and dinosaurs. Right. And kids, I love dinosaurs. This is what it'd really be like, you dumb little shits.
Put that beaker down, Francisco. You might make a monster. Your own creation is going to eat you now, Bobby. No. what are we talking about? Let's move on. Right. What else we got?
So. Some of the biggest news that's going on right now.
Hold up. Cue that dope Star Wars music right there.
It's not just Star Wars. I think Wars Battlefront is just kind of like on. It was like the last straw.
It was the last
straw. Microtransactions in video games, causing some people, because the idea here is, they made Star Wars Battlefront. It was really bad. Or they made a Star Wars game as bad, and so this was supposed to be Star Wars Battlefront 2 was supposed to be like please forgive us for making a shitty game that we pushed out on purpose just to make money. But now they're making these microtransactions in the game that you pretty much have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be good at the game, you don't have to, but it's like people have to grind and grind and grind to get the stuff that they need to make things or get the special stuff if they don't want to spend any money, and then somebody can just come in and spend money.
Pay for it, right.
And that's fine. Like, but the thing is, I think the idea that makes people the most mad is that, like, games are skills, right? Like, you play a game because your skill, like, you, to build your skills or to prove that you have skills or whatever, you know, you it's a skill thing.
Yes.
So if someone is taking away the thing that makes it a game, like, if you don't need skills to play it, then what's the purpose? You know what I mean? Like, what's the purpose of playing if you can just buy your way into making it
man.
Better?
What happened to the day when you went to the arcade and you stood behind Billy over there? Because Billy spent his life in the arcade and he was on one quarter and he was about to turn the game over. And you would sit there with your striped shirt on and your pants that was too high and you would just love everything that Billy was doing. Billy a goddamn crackhead now, but back in the day, Billy was the man. Billy was the man, Jack.
He was. Dig Dug champion.
You like, damn, Billy is dope.
Man champion. Galactia champion.
Because he would just grind.
Asteroid champion.
Now all you got to do is pay some dough.
Donkey Kong champion.
Yeah, dude.
He was
like,
that guy.
Could you imagine if you could go to the arcade and somebody was like, okay, I worked and worked and worked and worked and worked to beat Donkey Kong. And then somebody was like, oh, I paid $100 and now I have the high score.
Asshole.
You'd be fucking pissed off. But also the problem with this is that it's randomized. So you buy something and like you get like three sets of the, like you like, okay, I buy.
You don't even know what you're getting.
No, yes, it's randomized. So people are saying, and it is, it's gambling. So, like, you are saying, like, I am paying a certain amount of money for a chance at something. If you were paying a certain amount of money to get a specific item, that's one thing. But if you're paying for the chance to get something, that's gambling. And so the problem is, how are we, one, taxing something that should be gambling tax? Two, states have different gambling laws. And three, children are playing these games. You have to be 21, well, here in Iowa, for 21 to gamble.
Well, I'll say this. One, I didn't buy the game yet. I liked the first game. It had its problems. But I will say this. I tried to, like, get better shit at the last game. Mm. And I was always getting my ass whooped unless I played a lot. And yeah. I was just, like, better at, like, not getting shot.
Right.
Because, you know, I would, like, get the biggest, slowest, powerfulest gun they have and try to ambush people. I wouldn't nest, but I would, like... I had to get the surprise on them, and I had to get two, you know, solid shots with them because they would have these guns.
This is online, right?
This is online. They would have stuff that they pay for and stuff, and they would, like, just destroy you in a second. And, you know, ha, 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 I ain't better than you. No, you buying this shit.
Yeah, right.
And so right now I'm playing Destiny, and you can – They suspended a lot of this stuff, right, Tuff? Didn't they?
Yeah, so they're trying to, like, patch this stuff up because they're like, uh-oh, people have caught on.
Because you're already paying $60 for the game, man.
Right.
You're paying $60 damn, man. And then it's nothing worse than being online with a bunch of fuckers who, you know, there's no mercy in the arena. You know, you can't even, like, respond and take two steps without getting blasted. And you're like, well, that's just not fun. I'm not playing this. Right. And that's right. The whole point is that the hell with them pros. Like, I'll jump in the game like what's the Call of Duty or something? Mm-hmm. And if it's going too bad for me, I'm that dude. I'll drop out because I'm like, I'm not.
No!
I'm like, I'm not playing with these pros.
I feel you on that. It ain't no big deal to me. Either.
You know when you playing with the pros.
Right.
If you going in there and you're shooting and you got a chance, I'm not saying you dominating, but right. it's you know.
Fun. Yeah, so yeah, you're right. Bringing the competitiveness out of me.
But
yeah.
this cat got 23 kills. He got 43. Right, right. Everybody else got like 6 and 7. Right. You get. No. The hell with y'all. And I hated all of it. All of it, Tiff. All of it. So
I do think this is really bullshitty. It's one thing. Here's the thing. It's the randomization that really makes me mad. I get that, like, to a certain extent, we're moving into an era where, like, yes, you do pay a little bit more for things. You know, I get you pay $60 base, whatever. Then it would be someone's choice to pay for whatever. But at least it wouldn't be random.
Don't put me in the arena with them, though, Tiff. That ain't fair.
Yes, it should. Yes, but it should also be easier for people who don't want to pay. It shouldn't be as hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but the thing about it is if it's not hard to get that shit, if it's not hard, if you're not working towards it, it's not a video game anymore. If you're not trying to get the stuff, if you're not trying to better yourself in the game and go on adventures to get the stuff. Like, okay, like, the idea of, like, I don't know, like, World of Warcraft is that you go on these quests to get items to get better armor so you can go on more quests.
Go on
right?
a quest.
The whole point of the game is the questing to get the items. That's all the game is. When you boil it down to its essences, right? That's all it is.
That's it. Right.
If you were to pay for that experience, there is no game. You are no longer playing a game. You are just purchasing shit.
Well, Tiff, that's how it is with these new crazy kids. They don't wait for nothing. They're impatient and they don't want to do a real accomplishment.
I remember we used to have to buy the book.
Well, I never did that because I felt like that was cheating too. I never bought one book.
Well, you had to for Metroid.
Oh, I never played Metroid.
Yeah, you had to.
You sometimes do have to like buy the book, but I understand exactly what you're saying, Montego. You're like some people like will buy the book and they'll do the first playthrough. Without the book,
and then go back and use the book
for a map.
And then
they'll go back and they'll go back and play again. Because you know that's the thing about the beauty of video games. We all have our own opinions about how they should be played and all this great stuff. But it is bullshit that you are trying to get even more money out of me when you already have so much of my money.
Hey, keep it up. That's all I got to say. Keep the shit up and see what I do. I'll be playing my old ass games forever.
16-bit.
Montego's vaguely threatening.
Keep that shit up.
Keep doing it. See what happens.
Going back to the 64 bit.
Right. Oh shoot. So that's it for the news. Smooth Daddy.
Yes sir.
You want to hook us up with your social media?
Oh yeah. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word. Directly on via social media or on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Or at Fans on Patrol. And you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, iTunes. And if you give us a 5-star review, Tiffobot will make your ass famous on the air, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, so I check. We have no new reviews.
So
I almost,
somebody give me a review.
Right. You guys suck. No, we don't want that review. We don't want that one.
The hate you mail.
Right. Never got no hate mail.
That's good.
Knock on the wood there.
Oh, when I did my other podcast, somebody got on my website and was like, it's okay.
Wow. Damn. Delete. Delete. It's okay. Oh, shit. Rotten bastard.
Right.
Oh, shoot. So, man, I think it's break time. We'll take a little break.
It's break time.
Break-a-roo, and we'll be right back. What are we doing next? We're going to do the comic.
Game? Doing, Facts on Patrol.
Well, we're going to come back with the game.
Yeah.
No, not the game. The goddamn comic.
Comic, okay.
Okay.
All right,
back with the comic. Time to find the right girl. She turned out to be the baby wrong girl. Tell me, y'all, when will this madness stop. I want somebody to love me for me. Not because I'm MC Heavy D. I'm looking for a love that's as solid as a rock. back and we're going to throw the comics here a little ahead of the game. We're going to mix it up a little bit, you know, ooh, for the people. All you folks who skip the comment section, now it's in your face. You can still skip it, but here it is.
They skip? People skip it?
Some people do, because some people don't read comics. Some people come for the movies. Some people come for the games. Some people come just to hear us clown, you know. So, we have Betty and Veronica Vixens. Story by Jamie Lee Rotani. Is that correct?
Rotante, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And art by Ava Cabrera. So, Tiff.
Yes.
Your choice. Take us through this bad boy.
Okay. So, basically, the story of this book is that there's a Southside Serpents. They're a gang that's in town. And basically, Betty and Veronica form their own motorcycle gang to combat them because they attack Riverdale after Archie makes a mistake. Yeah. So that's basically it.
All right. This is what I'm going to say about this. It looks very archery, Tiff, with the bright colors and the simple drawings. And it's not all the way back to the 50s. But if you told me this is what an Archie comic looks like in this day and age, I would say you're absolutely right. It looks like an Archie comic. I did notice a couple things, though. Did you happen to notice that Archie is starting to be drawn similar to the cat playing the role on the TV show? With the little, he looks a little bit more like him than he does the original Archie. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Archie's looked different for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I think he really looks like that actor in this book, you know.
And is he chicken or the egg? Is it because they kind of make him look, he looks a lot more like the Archie in the Mark Waid comics.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they modeled him after that Archie, and that's, you know what I mean? That's why. But this comic book sucks.
Oh, you thought so?
It
was really old schooly Archie, though. I mean, they was in high school, and then they got into motorcycles, and then they, you know, they went into the Serpent's Den, and they had to get the hell out of there, and you could see something coming. But I guess the worst part about it was that it was building to this thing, and the thing didn't happen, you know.
Well, because they went back. They started with the big thing, and then they went back. That's not why the comic sucks. The comic sucks because it's a really very flimsy concept for a comic book. Like, how unbelievable is it that these girls would form a bicycle gang? How unbelievable is it
motorcycle gang.
Sorry.
She said bicycle.
Sorry. How unbelievable is it that they would intimidate anyone?
Yeah, let's do it. We're going, sister. Woo! Woo! Thelma Louise.
It's just,
indeed.
Well, Pinky Testadero. She was intimidating. She was nice, though.
All the way back to the Fonz, ladies and gentlemen.
go ahead, Tim.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. I give them that. Like, I mean, like, you know, and I get that there's lots of stuff happening in the Archie universe that's also equally. I mean, like, they've had Archie versus Predator. Duh, that's unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's tons of unbelievable stuff that happens in the Archie universe. I just thought that this, and that's fine. I don't mind this concept. I don't mind the idea that they join a bicycle gang, but I want it to be like very far removed. I want it to be like they dropped out of school, they're in a bicycle gang. I want it to be Archie, but like with bicycle. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to leave me alone. Anyway, so like, I think that it's an okay concept. I don't think it was executed very well.
Let me ask you a question. Since when Betty becomes so prissy?
I know Betty's like the tomboy. I was very shocked by that.
That's what I was. I thought the roles were reversed. I was like, I thought Betty was like the, you know, the best friend that you want to get with, you know, and Veronica was the hot chick, you know, prim and popper that you want to get with, and
I thought the same thing. Betty seemed very on Betty in this.
You know, I didn't like this at all, you know, so I was just
I know. Yeah. Like, I was felt bad reading it because I was like, oh, I hate it. And everyone else is going to hate it.
Man, it's not good. It's it was like a CW.
It's not good.
It was like a CW show, man. You know, it was like just.
But it's worse than a CW show.
It was just like just out there, you know, she's right. It really did. Just it was just there. Yeah. Uh-huh. So don't buy this one, y'all.
Nope.
No.
Ain't no werewolves and black magic in this one.
No way.
All right, man, that's going to do it for the comics. We're going to wrap that one up quick because it kind of sucked. But it did look like an old Archie comic. It was all bright and stuff and, you know, just really kind of cartoony, but whatever. So that's it for the comics, man. You know, every other week sort of kind of we come together and we grab a book that we want to discuss and, you know, either give it a recommend or not. But this is not it. So we're going to take another break, man. We're going to come back with a game. We got a game. We got a superhero game. So Smooth is going to host that one. Not Kip, but Smooth.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, so we'll be right back. You're suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair like a circle. All right, man, it's time for Facts of Patrol. If you haven't been a listener to the show, Facts of Patrol is a question and answer series. We got different kind of questions and stuff, but Facts of Patrol is our very forward answer the question, multiple choice, or answer straight out situation. So that's going to do it. So Smooth is doing it. And our theme this week is superheroes because we all went and saw the Justice League. So what you got for us, Smooth? All
right. I have superhero questions. Some of them are bad guys and some of them are mixed up.
All right.
Multiple choice.
Right up my alley.
Yep. Multiple choice and straight out answers. Real easy.
All right.
All right, cue the music.
All right.
All right.
All right, who goes first? It'd be lady.
Ladies first.
Ladies first, Tiff O'Bot.
All right.
Because a hero would never go in front of a lady. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true, though. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Stupid ass point. I get it. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Here you go, Tiff. What is another name for Superman? Would you like multiple choice or would you like the... Or would you like to answer straight out?
I'll answer straight out.
I hope it's wrong because there's so many.
Oh, I know. There's so many. Is it Kal-El?
Kal-El, I will accept. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Kal-El, the last son of Krypton?
That was on there too, but they but they really emphasized Man of Steel.
So that's effing wrong. She got it wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
No, that's not fair because it is another name for Superman. It didn't say.
Right.
It's be specific. Kal-El.
I'll allow it because I'm the host right now.
That's bullshit.
There you go, Tiff.
Calm down.
Right. Like a, here we go. We got to give this guy. All right, here we go.
She totally didn't get the question, but fine.
All right.
Whatever.
For you, Montego.
All right, right. Here come with some bullshit. You're going to talk about
this. This is pretty easy, man. Mm-hmm. This is another villain. This is a villain. Well, this, no, I'm not another, but this is a villain question for you since you like to be bad and shit. Henry Descartes is a villain that appears in which superhero movie? Would you like multiple choice, or would you like to answer that straight out?
Henry Descartes.
Yeah.
Multiple choice, please.
Was it A, X-Men Last Stand, B, Batman Begins, C, Ant-Man?
X-Men.
You are wrong.
I had no idea.
Batman Begins.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I have no idea.
Right, I still don't. Effing losing already.
Yep.
All right, wonderful.
Oh, my God.
This is what the people like.
All right.
Me losing.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, feel sorry for yourself.
Shit. Henry the goddamn card. Go.
Professor Trevor Broom Brunthenholm is a villain that appears in which superhero movie? Would you like that straight out, or would you like that multiple choice?
Oh, my God. Multiple choice. All
right. Is it A, Fantastic Four, B, Hellboy, or C, Ghost Rider?
God damn.
Is it Hellboy?
You are of a
correct. Tiff O'Bot.
Total guess.
Check out the brain on Tiff.
It was a guess. Don't be mad.
Total guess. God damn.
So it is 2-0.
2-0. Yep. How is this possible?
I don't know.
All right.
Wait, don't I get more points for answering the first one straight out without any multiple choice?
Actually you do, Tiffany. So yeah. It's actually 3-1.
Hold up. She didn't even get it right. It wasn't even correct. It wasn't even correct. I protest that
you
one.
You protest that one?
Come on, man. We'll have to answer that question.
We'll have to come back. All right, here's an easy one for you, Mr. Brad.
She got it wrong.
Villain question
Bullshit.
For you. Nuclear Man is a villain that appears in which superhero movie? Would you like that straight out, or would you like multiple choice?
Superhero movie?
Yeah.
Nuclear Man.
Nuclear Man.
Multiple choice, please.
Is it X-Men Last Stand, A, B, Ghost Rider, or C, Superman 4?
Oh, that was Superman 4. Right
there, Mr. Bradley.
Forgot about him.
Kill Superman. Crush him.
Oh, shit. I heard that groovy sound. That means it's lightning, buddy.
Oh, wow.
That means straight up. No multiple choice. You gotta use gotta use your brain for this one, yo.
It's, well, I'm gonna persevere.
Alright, here we go. Alright, Tifflebot. The Avengers initiative was issued by what agency?
Is it SHIELD?
You are correct, Tifflebot.
Oh, okay. I was like, the way you asked it made me really nervous to answer. I was like, I gotta be wrong.
No, you got it right. So you got 3-1.
All right.
Oh, man, that's getting crucial,
I would
buddy.
Say 2-1 because he didn't get that first one.
It's
right.
Crucial, buddy.
It was actually 4-1 if I got the extra point. So I'm taking 3-1. I'm knocking off the point for the first one. So boo to you.
You're knocking off for getting it wrong. Go ahead. Smooth. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
Well, check this out. I'm going to give you an either or question. Okay. You can either tell me the Masters of Evil. Who is that? Who? What does that team consist of? Or you can tell me what MODOK stands for.
God damn it. I would have to go with... You said who's in the Masters of Evil?
Yes.
Is it Death Adler? Is he one of them?
No.
No, okay. Wrong. I got it wrong.
You got it wrong? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Masters of Evil consist of Loki, Doctor Doom, Ultron, Baron Mordo, and the Enchantress.
Oh, wow.
MODOK stands for Mental Organism Designed Only for Killing.
I would have never got that.
Man.
Yeah, I would have never got it. I've heard it, but I never got it.
Apologize for that. Well, let's see. What are we here? Where are we at right now? Well, it looks like Tiffany won.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! All
right.
Woohoo!
Sorry, Woo-hoo! Baby. But you lost this one.
Don't be mad.
It's okay.
I'm good because I think this was bullshit. But it's all good. It's all good.
You think everything's bullshit?
Right. All right. Well, that was the game.
All right.
Yeah, pretty great. Hey, congratulations, Tifflebot, for being the big brain of the day.
Sucks.
And you beat him. You know what you beat him at?
I'm smarter
you beat
than
him at
Monte.
A
what?
You beat him at a superhero. Something that, you know, say that's his strength right there.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
Douglas
woo-hoo,
the car. Woo-hoo. Who the hell is
Douglas the car?
No, it's Henry the car.
Whatever, the car. Anyway, that's it, man. That's that shitty game for this week. So we'll be right back. It's main topic time. I know. It's main topic time. We're going to come back with the Justice League. So hold on, hold on to them cheeks. All righty now. So, some of us have been waiting for a Justice League movie since we were little tights.
Me.
You know? Just please put all of them on screen at the same time. Let us all revel in the dopeness that is superheroes with capes. Yes. Yeah. So, Justice League. Making money. Doing this duty. Movie stars Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, Ezra Miller, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, my goodness, Ray Fisher, Jeremy Irons, Diane Lane, and a bunch of other people. We just keep rolling.
And a bunch of other people.
A bunch of other damn people. Because I'm like Amber Heard, you know. It's the KJ, J.K. Simmons. It just keeps going. Movie is directed by Zack Snyder and partially directed by Joss the Head Whedon. So
the head.
So, oh man, 2017, PG-13. So, spoiler-free right now. We're going to go spoiler-free. We're just going to talk about the movie. This is interesting, y'all. We actually have not said a word about how we feel about it. This is unprecedented because one of us always slips, normally me, you know. But we haven't had that conversation off the mics about how we like it. So, I am interested to see Miss Bot.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about this movie?
It's not good.
Not
good.
And the, when the movie ended, my friend said, "What are you going to say about it?" And I said, "Well, it's never a good sign when you can't wait for it to be over."
Wow. Okay. Okay. Smooth.
It's got a lot of problems.
A lot of problems. Which are we going to get into?
Okay.
Smooth.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of the Justice League here?
I like the Justice League.
You like the Justice League?
I did like the Justice League. I was. Flash was a little chatty for me. But other than that, I like the Justice League. I will see this again.
Okay. I'll tell you about my brief experience in the movie theater. Literally, people were clapping at the end of it.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, the theater. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I was sitting next to two nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, being nerds in the beginning, talking about, you know, the Rotten Tomato score and blah, 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 dee, dee. He was like, man, I really like that. I'm sitting there in just silence, just dipping into the conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, dude. I was like, oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, everybody has this apprehension, you know, a fear of standing up and saying, I like it. The hell with everybody. I enjoyed the shit out of this movie. Yeah. Everybody said,
it is such a bad movie.
I enjoyed it. You know, I totally enjoyed it. I was actually able to connect with these characters in this movie this time around, which is kind of hard in a lot of DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool, man. I enjoyed the hell out of The Flash. It was scenes that he just like stole the show in some things and some of his scenes, and nobody got on my nerves, not a single last one of them. And so I thought it was a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And so bravo DC, bravo. Montego gives it the thumbs up, and it, you know, and screw anybody who thinks, you know, thinks I'm, you know,
screw <them.
laughs> that thinks I'm high, man. You know, because we like what we like, but I don't even think this is like. You know, it's not like a Transformers. It's not like bad to me, and I just love it just because of what it is. I really enjoyed it. So I don't give a damn what anybody says, man. I enjoyed it.
All right.
So hit them spoilers, man. Let's get into it. Let's talk about a little something here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, my only complaint about the entire movie is that a lot of the action scenes and the funny stuff was in the trailers. And it was like, damn,
yeah,
y'all could have backed the hell off of them trailers a little bit and let us experience a lot of that in the theaters. And I know we say that a lot, but it's really getting bad. You know, you're like, damn, y'all, could y'all, you didn't have to show that and show that and show that. And, you know, you showed so much. A lot of it, it's one of those movies, a lot of it was in the trailer, dude.
Yeah, it was.
What about you, Tef? Would you agree with that or no?
Yeah, and the reason why a lot of it's in the trailers is because they had to reshoot a lot of that garbage. What did you think about Henry Cavill's CGI'd upper lip?
It looked terrible. Now that looked terrible.
Yeah, it looked like fucking shit.
It was the first scene when he was on.
Oh, it looked so scary. He looked like,
yeah,
I don't know.
He looked like a really duck. Scary. He kind of looked like, yeah, Howard the Duck. It did look weird. I don't know why you just didn't cut the damn thing off, man. You know?
Because, well, here's the thing. My primary complaint about this movie, well, not my primary complaint, but one of the complaints I have about this movie is how bad the CGI looks. Like, we just saw some movies that had great CGI. Like, the capability is there. How come this movie looks so shitty?
Well, what did you think looks shitty? Because I actually thought they did a better job on Cyborg than I thought he was going to look like.
Steppenwolf looks like shit.
I disagree. But
who?
She said Steppenwolf.
No, Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf looks like shit.
I can tell where I see what you're saying, but I think that was mainly for the 3D audience. It's mainly geared for 3D effects.
Well, she said Steppenwolf look bad. So I don't know. Of course, he was a 3D character, and which I don't really care for 100% 3D characters. I mean, because you know, I guess I could tell he was a 3D character. So I guess she might have a point with that.
Yeah, right.
But I got over it. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't understand why he still talked like somebody who was in prosthetic makeup, even though he was a CGI character.
What do you mean? What is it, his pronunciations and things like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
But that, I mean, that's not my. That, who cares? That's not the problem. The
okay.
problem is the horrible CGI in the whole movie.
Oh, Tiff! Goddamn! Come on, man!
It's bad. Also, why does the Flash run like his arms are cooked spaghetti?
Yeah, he did the kind of. He did the kind of.
Because he wasn't an athlete. I kind of got it. He's not. He didn't run track in high school. He was just a loser geek.
But, well, okay. Yeah, it was the beginning, yeah.
He got the powers. He don't know how to run for real.
He kept tripping over shit. Yeah,
right.
I know how to run.
No.
I know how to move my arms when I'm running.
Now, hold up. What I'll say is, a good runner, it's training. It really is. It's just not just take off. And he just looked like a dude who played video games his whole life, and now he could run fast. And so that's how I thought about it. I thought that's exactly what they were going for.
He did look goofy, though. You're right. He did look goofy.
Oh, shit.
Ew.
What?
Anyway, go on.
So, you know, in the beginning of the movie, we got the scenes with the bat and Diana gathering the people.
Right.
I really like the fight with the Amazons on the world with the box. Oh, yeah. You know, with the case being snatched and thrown to the next person and stuff. I thought that was cool. Tiff hated it.
Did you, Tiff?
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool.
I didn't mind. Actually, I didn't mind that part. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
All right. So Stephen Wolf comes, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, he's just whooping everybody's ass, and you know, he was pretty powerful, man.
Yeah, he was.
I liked the first scene with Batman and the guy, the criminal that he didn't arrest.
Oh yeah, he just used him for the fear factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was slick.
Yeah.
That was real slick. Yeah, I like that. Did you like that, Tiff?
It's fine. the problem with this movie for me is that the parts that I didn't hate, I just thought were fine.
Okay. Alright.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's not like I was like, I hate everything about this, but like the times I'm like, you know what, who I liked? Aquaman.
Of course.
I liked Aquaman. He looked good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And you know, his scenes with Bruce Wayne in the little town, I thought was good.
Yeah, it was.
It was kinda messed up that they just walking around like, you know, calling him the Batman in front of all the people.
Yes.
Right.
I'm like, secret identity, dude. You know, right. Somebody over there got a phone. You know, gonna spoil it. Mm-hmm. I really like the Ezra Miller scenes, man. Mm-hmm. I really did. I loved when Supes got reborn.
I did too.
And he was
like
running.
I did like that.
And he didn't realize that the dude was gonna see him, and he was almost as fast as he was.
Right, that was hard. I did like that.
Yeah, I love that like scared that. Ass look on his face all
like,
through the movie.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's like, oh shit! And he was swinging. Yeah, Superman was trying to knock his head off.
Well, I would go to say that he was holding back that whole time, because if he could, he could have killed them all.
Oh, with that, yeah.
Especially Batman when he threw his ass against the car, he got off easy.
Right, yeah, he did.
But I like how they did that whole thing. Yeah. Like when Diana was like, you the last person he gonna want to see.
Right. You know? Yeah, right. Exactly.
I thought it was cool, man.
And then it goes to what you guys with the Brute and Superman. Now he's being reborn. Now he's the more.
Yeah, what y'all think about the new super suit?
It ain't new, is it?
Yeah, it was.
It was brighter.
It was brighter, dude.
Oh man, okay.
It was brighter.
Yeah, it was brighter. Yeah, it was a little.
He wasn't such a brooding dick anymore, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. He's reborn now.
Like when he picked up the building.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought that was
yeah,
so cool.
Right. Yeah.
See, I did like that part.
You
that
liked
was,
it. Right?
That was a nice part. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
He saved his little family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he saved the little minivan. No, the wagon. So yeah.
And then he had the whole building.
The whole building.
I can tell you what though, Stephen wasn't no match for his ass, man. He was whooping his ass.
Well, that's. I guess that's the thing about Justice League is that who cares, because it's not Justice League, it's just Superman. Like. Fuck those other people. Why were they even there?
Well, because he couldn't save. He couldn't have did that by himself.
Yeah, yes, yeah. You still need ground troops.
Yeah, he could.
And I'm going to tell you why he couldn't do it by himself. Because in Batman versus Superman, when he was fighting Zod, thousands of people died because it wasn't no other superheroes to help with the damage control and create a plan that could have saved all those people.
Right.
But you're doing that shit by yourself, collateral damage.
Yeah, collateral damage.
Hey, was there any like after credit scenes in this movie?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I raced out.
Of course.
What was it, Smooth?
They showed Lex Luthor and Deathstroke.
Really?
Yeah.
I left.
And he said he had to make his team and Flash and Superman race.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
I saw that.
But right after that,
that part too, yeah.
But yeah, Deathstroke, and he got on the yacht, and then he went up to Lex Luthor, your boy, Tiff, what's his name?
Yeah, I hate that guy, Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg was like, we need to form our own team. And that's what they did. I guess that's what's coming up next.
Ding dong. Yep. The bell is rung.
Right.
I just think that the problem with this movie is that, like, for me, I know that I'm the person who hates things, and that's fine.
Stop making excuses.
Right.
The people.
Here's the thing about this fucking movie. I don't give a shit about their friendship because they didn't. They don't. Here's the thing. My brother and I were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe it's Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they the MCU has put a lot of work into saying, okay, here's a Thor movie, here's an Iron Man movie, right. We know the characters, all we right. care about them, yeah. and then they group up, so you already have their backstories, you already have their reasons for whatever. In this movie, I'm introduced so quickly to a few of these characters that are like, yeah, this is what happened to this person, this is the reason why we're supposed to care about them. I'm like, I don't care about them, I don't know anything about them, and I don't care about them.
I felt that way with Batman v Superman, but I thought they took enough time, as much time as they could have in this movie, to give you something with the characters. Yeah.
But why didn't they try to make, it's because, here's the thing, because no one's going to go see a standalone Cyborg movie.
I disagree with you at this point. At first,
now they would.
Now they would, right.
They would never.
But see, I think they put the work in this movie. They gave you enough scenes with him and his pop to make you care something about him. And then, like, how he was creeping out in, you know, in the background and stuff. I cared about him enough.
Yeah.
You know, that's especially.
That's the one I was nervous about, too.
Especially what I really liked is the scene when Superman came out, you know, with the butt naked. And his, you know, his charger was, you know, shot at him. You know, I just
the look in his face,
and you know, he didn't want that shit to happen.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he couldn't control. Yeah,
and I just thought that was cool, and it just it shows you a lot. You know, not as I mean, you got all these characters, you got to get it in somewhere. It was never going to be as masterfully done as the Marvel Universe because they started it totally wrong and did it, you know, just catch up kind of way. So we're kind of like stuck with these DC movies doing this now. Now from this point on, we know that we're going to get the separate movies with these people. And perhaps you might care about some of them more after this, but I'm stoked for the Aquaman movie. Yeah. I really want to see the Flash movie. I'm
nervous about that, man. Like I said, he was a little too chatty for me. It was some things he was saying.
He's like, supposed to be.
Yeah, but the lines were just they just didn't fall. Tiff, you know what I'm saying with this guy.
I know you liked him the most. I thought he was the worst part about the movie.
Yeah, I was like, man, you need to stop talking, man.
Fuck you and fuck you. And let's continue.
Here's the thing. I was there with my friend who watched, you know, and he's not my friend Jesse. He doesn't really watch this kind of stuff. But, like, every time that guy would come on, Jesse would be like, Jesus. Like, it would just be like a terrible. Like, maybe it's for people who like superheroes but are already like The Flash, maybe. Because I don't know that. You know, that's fine. I'm going to admit that I don't know much about The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I found his character to be so annoying that every time he was shifting his little eyes around, I was like, you look like a little weasel.
I loved him.
I mean, it's just some of the stuff he was saying. It's like, you don't have to say anything. If you just would... The looks he was giving was good for me, but it's just some of the the lines, it was just kind of like, you didn't have to put that in there.
And I will say again, the hell with you and the hell with you. I thought it was great. What else we at? What else we have?
Tell me. I want to know why you liked it.
Because, you know, because they put the character, is, in my opinion, the best you can with a geeky character like that Barry Allen has always pretty much been.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had this power and he's, you know, he's no hero. He told him, I can't even fight, man, you know.
Right.
I just kind of push people. And, you know, he had the ADHD real bad on top of that with the Speed Force. So, yeah, he was chatty, and he said in the beginning, I don't have any friends. You know, he socially don't know what to do with people. He's one of those people. And so that's not the classic Barry Allen, you know, trope. You know, he's been a likable person. I thought the kid was likable, but he was that dude just going to say the wrong shit at the wrong time all the time, you know, but he don't mean no harm. And I like how at the end, him and Cyborg, was kind of, you know, making a friendship, you know. Yeah. And so I liked him. And I liked how he was, like, bumbling all over the damn place. Because this was the beginning for him. It's not – nobody's a seasoned hero except for Batman and Diana.
No, I understood that. Mm-hmm. No, I understood that, like, you know, as far as him being the beginning. It was just, like I said, that was just – he's just a little too chatty.
My favorite scene is when the merman sat on a lasso and started telling the truth.
Like, we don't know if this guy's a traitor. He's like, this guy has no powers. He's like, this dude's tripping over everything.
You hot as hell.
Right, yeah, right. He's like, you're hot as hell.
I wouldn't have told him. I'd have let him sit on it for a while. Just keep talking. Didn't like that either, Tiff, huh?
It's fine.
What did he say about Superman, though?
Superman wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. Superman wasn't there. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't quite there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Because he was dead too.
He was dead. Yeah, that was you know.
He wasn't dead at that point in time. When they go to fight Steppenwolf, Why does he take so long to get there?
Because he was dead, Tiff, and he just woke up out of being dead.
He went over to his mom's house. He was hungry. He's been dead for a whole year, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to eat. You know what I'm saying? You got
the speaking of the fact that he was dead, Clark Kent was also dead. How do they explain the fact that at the end Clark Kent is back?
Well, they've done this a lot of times in the comics.
Yeah, I'm about to say. You know, let me hear this.
Yeah, but how do they explain it?
I didn't say they did explain it. I'm saying, in the comics, he's always something has happened to Clark. Right. You know, either he took a sabbatical or he was abroad and couldn't get to
over enemy lines. Yeah, right, he can't get back. Like he's stuck over there for a minute. Yeah,
I don't know how they're gonna do it, Tiff. I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is my fledgling questions. Fine. I just feel like
that's a good question.
I like seeing him in that trench coat and them glasses at the end.
It's a good question. I'm saying I love the movie. Like I said, I'm going to go see it again. I do see, like you said, there was some problems in it. It was a few problems, but I mean, overall, it was a fun movie for me. I liked it.
I thought it was fun too.
I like seeing how dope Wonder Woman was in the beginning when she foiled the bank robbery or whatever the terrorist threat that was about to happen.
She did one thing I didn't like.
What's that?
The lasso of so and so will compel you to tell the truth. I was like, why has she got explained to this fool? What the lasso is doing?
I have a question for you guys, and this is not. Did you notice? Okay, because did you notice how many times they shot her? Like they were like, here's a shot of her behind.
Oh yes, I did notice that.
Here's a shot of her behind. Yes. Here's a shot of her behind, and then every time she wasn't wearing her superhero costume, those fucking shirts were all like cut down to her navel.
Oh yeah. I noticed it.
I did not.
Didn't notice that? I was like, at the end, that's one of the things my friend said. He was like, there were so many shots of her ass in this movie. I was like, yeah. It's like
and all- what's wrong with that? God damn it.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Because it's such a big step back from what they did in Wonder Woman. Deal with it. These are my opinions.
Right.
You have invited me here to talk about this movie. This is your fault.
Listen.
I'm sorry. It's just
first of all, Gail Godot.
I get how you could turn off your mind and watch this movie and like it. Fine.
I didn't say I did it.
Okay. I can get why someone might like this movie, but there is pacing issues. There's visual issues. There is CGI issues. There's dialogue issues. There's character development issues. There's just tons of issues in this movie that I can't get past because I don't already care about a lot of these characters.
Well.
Okay. And that might be the problem. Like, I don't care about the Flash. Right. I don't care about Cyborg. I did care about Aquaman, but I liked him in this movie. I like Wonder Woman. Right. Think Batman's fine. I hate Superman. Oh. So it's like, all this shit, like, for me, I'm like, I can't get past the stuff that is distracting to me because it's distracting me on top of the fact that I already don't really care.
Well, Superman really wasn't in the movie. Yeah. That damn long, right, honestly, you know.
But he is the deus ex machina that makes it possible for them to make the movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I thought his part in the movie was fine. I don't know about, you said pacing issues. I didn't notice any pacing issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you think of one offhand, you know?
Yeah, because like some of the stuff, like they're like, okay, we need to cram all this stuff in about their pasts. Mm-hmm. And then we need to get to these parts where like these things happen so that we can finally have an epic battle at the end.
See, like, it felt like they did a good job with that.
Yeah,
to me.
I was going
to
say, it did, yeah.
I was like, because I knew it was going to be a lot. I knew it was going to be a lot. And I was like, you know, this might be a disaster. But I was fine at the pace of visiting the different characters because shit was still going on while they was visiting with these characters. You know, the invasion was happening here. Yeah, right, and then let's go see how Cyborg is doing. Right. And this was happening. And then let's go see Bruce recruit, the Flash. Right. And then this was happening. I thought the pacing was fine. And I'm sure that, other people say, and like yourself, the pacing issues was terrible. But I thought it was a good pace, man. I liked it. I actually thought it fit.
Yeah, it wasn't complex for me either. I mean, Or like you said, where it's gaps where you notice, like, hold on, wait a minute, what happened just there? You know, that type of thing. For me, anyway, I didn't see it like that either.
How'd you guys feel about the little Green Lantern in the movie?
Oh, in the beginning, I thought that was cool.
I'm gonna complain about it.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna complain about it because the CGI for that looked exactly like the Ryan Reynolds movie. CGI.
Yeah, it did.
I was like,
you could, yeah,
y'all gotta do better than that.
Yeah, that was back then, man. Yeah, we done made
so much
advances.
That's what I'm saying about this movie.
Yeah, we made so much advances now.
Can we say that, like, even if, no matter how you feel about this movie, CGI has gotten better. Like, why does the CGI look, even if it looks okay, like, it could look better, and they have the money, why does it look not so good?
Yeah.
I don't know. To be continued on that question.
That's just a question. And the thing about this is I feel like when we talk on the show and we have our own opinions and it just comes out, I do want to say that, like, maybe part of the reason why it was so disappointing to me is because I did like Wonder Woman so much, and I thought that they did a good job with Aquaman. I wonder, like, how much I could have liked this movie maybe if I thought they did a better job. But I am glad that people are enjoying it, because I do want people to have, you know what I mean? I do want people to have things that they enjoy, even if I don't enjoy them.
Well, I don't know how much other people, I literally have not listened to a single other podcast or anything about, you know, all my only engagement was how people reacted in that theater. I was in the packed theater, and I mean, I was surprised when people started clapping. You know, I enjoyed it, but
I enjoyed it.
They was, oh, I'm like, man, they clapping and shit, you know?
Me and my son enjoyed it.
All right.
Yeah, he liked it.
So,
oh, see, that's good. Like, so kids probably like it. It's, of course. Seemed pretty kid friendly, right?
Yeah. Man, you know. Yeah. Wasn't too many. Wasn't no cuss. Well, it was a shit and a doo doo here or there, I think. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it was, you know, pretty clean.
So, I'm still going to recommend it.
Me too.
I enjoyed it. So, Tiff says, stay the hell away from this thing with all speed. Hide your children.
I mean,
lock up your kids.
Well, they got a pretty decent record with me so far. I mean, they had Batman versus Superman. That was then Suicide Squad, and
that's all they had.
Man of Steel.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Man of Steel. Yeah,
and then Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and then this.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, Tiff, any final words on the Justice League there?
See it. Fine. Do whatever you want.
Goddamn. Smooth, any final words on the Justice League?
Yo, I'll go see it. Make it get $1 billion so we can get some more superhero movies out here, you nerds.
I don't know. I have no idea how this movie is doing. I haven't had a chance to even pay attention to it.
I think it's going to get there.
Anyway. So that's it, man. We came to do the damn thing. We got it done. And next week, we are going to hit the Punisher from every side. Uppercut, shurikens, hayukens, all that shit, man. We're going to get deep into the Punisher. We're going to check that out. And yet another superhero franchise. I hear that it's good. People are like acting a fool about how good it is and how violent it is. So
I'll be interested
to see how that goes. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my semi-pissed off, can't stand the Justice League co-host, Miss Tifflebot.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, as always. Don't be mad. Love you all.
And
SMOOVE spells Dwayne. Oh, man, I keep spell smooth, not Dwayne.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
All right. And until next week, man, we enjoyed y'all. We will be
on Patrol.